Hello, everyone. It's the Breakfast Club. I'm Ruthie.
Miranda.
Alexis.
And we're the Breakfast Club. So in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing memories and how memories affect your dreams and different types of activities, all centered around your memory.
Hey, it's Alexis. And so I was just wanting to ask you guys what your favorite memory is from your childhood.
One of my favorite memories from my childhood is I was about 4 years old, and I remember my parents going to get ducks, and I was just very excited because, like, I was young, and, you know, that was, like, my first encounter with, like, any sort of, like, pet, and, yeah, it was just super exciting, and they needed a bath, so we got to, like, bathe them. It was a lot of fun.
All right, Reefy.
I would say my most vivid, like, favorite childhood memory would be my papa had got me and my sister a dirt bike to share, and I was, like, 5, and she was, like, 4, and we lived in the middle of, like, the country nowhere area in Timminsville, and one day I decided that I was gonna ride the dirt bike without anyone watching me, but I hit, like, a sand pile or something and ran over the back of my ankle, and I couldn't get off of the dirt bike because my ankle was underneath of it, and I was, like, screaming so loud, and my papa had to come and get the dirt bike off of me, and literally it was so scary, but I remember that.
Like, yeah, that sounds, like, really bad. Were you at least okay?
Yes, but I stopped riding my dirt bike, and then my dirt bike eventually got stolen, so.
Ooh.
Wow. Alexis, what's one of your memories from your childhood?
One of my, like, most vivid memories from my childhood is spending a lot of time in Florida, because my grandparents live there, and so I would go down there every summer and just hang out with them and see, like, all my family from Florida, and I got really close to my grandparents, and it was just a lot of fun, and yeah.
Do you still go down there?
Actually, no, but I might be going this summer, so maybe.
What did y'all used to do?
We actually used to go to, like, an aquarium every time I would go down there, and I remember seeing the, what's it called, the Nemo fish, like, the clown fish?
Yeah.
The clown fish, and that was my favorite fish, I can't even speak, and yeah, that's that, yeah.
So now that we just had that discussion, why do we remember, have those vivid memories still in our brain?
The reason you still have those memories is because it's a part of your long-term memory, which is basically encoded into your brain so that you remember them for a long time. So you'll remember, like, certain memories for years and years and years. Like, it's infinite. So you never forget, basically. So.
So, Alexis, is there any other type of memory in our brain other than long-term memory?
There's actually what's called short-term memory, and the duration of this is about 20 seconds, whereas long-term is infinite. So with short-term memory, it's likely for you not to remember things at all, and when you're actually sleeping, you go through multiple dreams, and that's why you can't recall any of those dreams unless they're, like, really vivid, so,
yeah. So could that be, like, sometimes when we learn something, we, like, instantly, like, forget it, like,
yeah,
the second we leave?
That's, like, exactly what happens, basically. So it's short-term. It's when you're not really focusing that hard, and then you forget it. It's, like, with long-term, you, I don't know, you think about it more often rather than with short-term. So there's actually a theory for short-term memory, and it's called the magical number 7 plus or minus 2. And it was created by George Miller. And basically, the magic number 7, plus or minus 2, provides evidence for the capacity of the short-term memory. And most adults can store between 5 or 9 items in their short-term memory. And so it's basically just called a magic number theory. So right now we're going to test it on Ruthie. And we're going to be showing her 9 numbers. And
letters.
9 letters, my bad. And it's basically in a grid-type form. And so we're going to show it to her for 1 second, then ask her how many letters she can remember that we showed her.
Okay, you ready, Ruthie?
No, where's the letters?
Okay, they're on my paper.
Oh, what's
so
this for?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to turn this piece of paper around for 1 second. And I want you to just look at the letters, mm-hmm. and as soon as I turn her back around, I want you to write the letters that you saw. Okay? So you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so what letters did you...
Do they have to be in order?
No, not really.
Okay.
What letters do you remember seeing?
O, P, L, and A.
Okay, that's not bad. Okay, so now that we did the first activity, we're going to do another activity. So it's going to be the same letters, but now I want you to make sure that you look at each row. I'm still going to show you for 1 second, but I'm just going to randomly pick a row, and you have to write the letters, like, in order, okay? So I'm still going to show you for 1 second, but it's going to be any random row, okay?
I'm confused, okay.
All right, ready? Middle row. Yeah. What were the letters?
L, Z, and U.
Okay, that was perfect.
So the purpose of the activity that we just did on Ruthie was to test her short-term memory.
So, with this activity, your brain can only remember up to 7 different things at one time. So, whenever Ruthie saw the chart and she wrote down the letters, she could only remember 4. And then whenever I picked a specific row, she got it exactly right because, I mean, there was only 3 letters in 1 row. So, your brain can handle like that, but... If I were to give her the whole alphabet, but not in order, she wouldn't be able to retain that information because she only saw it for about 1 second. So
to bring this podcast to a closing, today we discussed the short-term memory and the long-term memory, and we did a cool little activity to demonstrate short-term memory, and then we talked about our childhood dreams.
See you next time!
I'm here with Morgan, a freshman at our high school. So, Morgan, what kind of people are you attracted to?
People with a good personality.
Wait. Hi, everyone. I'm here with Nizasia, a senior at our high school. So, Nizasia, what attracts you most to people?
No, you gotta be real loyal and honest, and, You have to have a good smelling breath, and yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey guys, I'm with Ari from our high school, and she's a sophomore. What attracts you most to a person?
I like guys that are tall, have nice teeth, and are really funny.
Mm-hmm. Hey guys, I'm with Kalia from our high school, and she's a senior. And what attracts you most to a person?
I like guys that have high blood pressure and heavy breathing problems. And I also like them dumber than me. They can't be smarter than me.
Okay.
Hey, guys. I'm here with Kashaya, a senior at our high school. What attracts you most to a person?
Their personality, of course. I love a guy who can make me laugh. And But also, I take into how they look. Like, if they're tall, that's a plus, and if they're, like, dark-skinned. But if they're not, I can work around to it.
Hey, guys, I'm here with Miguel from our high school, and he's a sophomore. And what attracts you most to a person?
Give me this. She gotta have nice hair, nice eyes, nice toes. If her toes ain't nice, then that's over. I don't care what it is. She gotta be nice. That's it already? I don't know if she gotta be nice. She gotta cook, but your sister can't cook, but that's okay. She gotta be smart. Is she smart? Oh, that's it. She gotta have nice ears. That's it.
Hi, guys. I'm here with Jalen, a junior at our high school. So, Jalen, what attracts you most to a person?
A female who is down to ride for me.
Hey guys, I'm here with Emphasis, a senior at our high school. What attracts you most to a person?
Personality and character.
Hey guys, I'm with Kalia from our high school, and she's a senior. And what attracts you most to a person?
I like guys that have high blood pressure and heavy breathing problems. And I also like them dumber than me. They can't be smarter than me.
Okay.
Hey guys, I'm here with Jarrell, a senior at our high school. What attracts you most to a person?
Me, I like personality, like big set of personality. Like, big personality, like, no little personality, because I don't like little personality. But big personality, what? It's crazy.
Wait. Hi, everyone. I'm here with Nizasia, a senior at our high school. So, Nizasia, what attracts you most to people?
No, you got to be real loyal and honest, and you have to have a good-smelling breath, and, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey guys, I'm here with Kashaya, a senior at our high school. What attracts you most to a person?
Their personality, of course. I love a guy who can make me laugh, and but also, I take into how they look. Like, if they're tall, that's a plus, and if they're like dark skin. But if they're not, I can work around to it.
Hey guys, I'm here with Miguel from our high school, and he's a sophomore. What attracts you most to a person?
Give me this. She gotta have nice hair, nice eyes, nice toes. If her toes ain't nice, then that's over. I don't care what it is. She gotta be nice. Did I say that already? She gotta be nice. She gotta cook, but your sister can't cook, but that's okay. She gotta be smart. Is she smart? Oh, that's it. She gotta have nice ears. That's it.
Hey guys, I'm with Ari from our high school, and she's a sophomore. What attracts you most to a person?
I like guys that are tall, have nice teeth, and are really funny.
Mm-hmm. Hey everyone, I'm here with Maddie, a 10th grader at our high school. So Maddie, what attracts you most to a person?
Their style and their personality.
Okay, thank you. Hi, I'm here with Karis, a 10th grader at our high school. So, Karis, what attracts you most to a person?
If they have a very good style of clothing that they wear.
I'm here with Samir, a 10th grader at our high school. So, Samir, what attracts you most to a person?
Well, one, we finna start off with beautiful. And the second thing we finna start off is, like, how you act and how you present yourself as a person. So, if you, like, one of these thoughts at the school, then trust me, I'm not finna talk to you. But if you're, like, chilling by yourself and, like, nice and nasty, hey, what's up, my nigga?
I'm here with Madison, a sophomore at our high school. So, Madison, what attracts you most to someone?
Someone's personality.
Hey, guys, I'm here with Rogan, a junior at our high school. What attracts you most about a person?
You know, like, nice personality. You gotta love someone who likes you and cares for you. And then, like, a banging bod is always nice to have, too.
Thank you. Hey guys, I'm here with Yesenia, a senior at our high school. So what attracts you most about a person?
Some pretty eyes and a really nice smile.
Thank you.
I'm here with Janaya, 10th grader at our high school. So Janaya, what attracts you most to a person?
Their smile.
Okay, thank you. Hi everyone, I'm here with Anderson, a junior at our high school. So Anderson, what are you attracted to most about a person?
Definitely a nice personality and, you know, someone that cares.
Okay, thank you. Hi, everyone. I'm here with Gabby, a freshman at our high school. So, Gabby, what attracts you most about someone?
Their eyes.
Anything else?
Probably their personality also.
Okay, thank you. Hey, everyone. I'm here with Catalina, a freshman at our high school. So, what attracts you most about a person?
The way they speak and how kind they are.
Okay, thank you. Hi, everyone. I'm here with Yasser, a junior at our high school. So what type of people are you attracted to?
I'm attracted to very humble, nice people.
And what attracts you to them?
Their characteristics.
Okay, thank you. Hello, everyone. I'm here with Adea, a 10th grader at our high school. So Adea, what type of people are you attracted to?
Well, first off, like boys. And I can be taller than me because a lot of people like short people, but I don't like short people. And, of course, light skin is okay, but I like dark skin. That's where it's at. And they got to be, like, athletic. I don't want to, like no. No thug boy, but, yeah.
Okay, thank you.